TMB Publishing presents
a brand new program of kindly and helpful advice
for making your wholesale company more successful and more profitable.
Helping thousands of men and women solve their problems.
This is Wholesaler Radio with Kent Covington.
Welcome into Wholesaler Radio. I'm Kent Covington, and this is a weekly show with tips and advice for making your wholesale company more successful and more profitable. This week's program is being brought to you by Global Stainless Supply and Forgings, Flanges, and Fittings. And our guest this week is Linda Jennings. She's president of Jennings & Company, a public relation and advertising and marketing agency specializing exclusively in the decorative plumbing and luxury hardware industry. Linda, how are you?
Great, Kent. Thanks so much. Good to be here.
Absolutely. And you're calling us from Florida, right?
Yeah, Sarasota, Florida. Nice sunny day today.
Fantastic. Now, I want to talk to you. I want to ask you a little bit about some of the big trends in kitchen and bath. But before we dive into that, help us get to know you. Tell me a little bit about yourself and your company, if you would.
Right. So it's Jennings & Company. We're about a 20-year-old company. I got my start in Chicago. So right out of college, I went to work for an advertising agency downtown Chicago. And after about 10 years, got promoted up through the ladder. And at the time, we had tile accounts. So I was a little, you know, we love tile, but after doing it for 10 years, I thought, you know, it'd be great if we could break out and go into another area. So the owner of the company said, okay, I'm making you in charge of new product, new business development, and go see what you can do. So Porsche, a kitchen and bath company, was one of my first clients. And from there, the company grew. I left the agency, started my own firm up in Sarasota, and through word of mouth, just grew, you know, the company. Porsche had been bought by American Standard, so that was kind of my second main client. And so that was a great one. It got me into their luxury sector. And so, yeah, here we are, specializing exclusively in kitchen and bath. And that's one thing that makes us unique from other companies. We don't really bridge into any, other markets.
Right.
It's kitchen and bath exclusively.
Great, great. Okay, well, let's talk kitchen and bath. Tell me a little bit about what's going on within the industry today. What are some of the, what are consumers looking for, first of all, in bath and kitchen products right now?
Well, I think right now the current economic conditions have created this new breed of consumer. So no longer are people just going out and making impulse buys, which, you know, years ago they could do that, but now they're watching the money more. So they're in a buying position where they're investing in products that really fit a need. They're appealing to emotional needs, physical needs. Sustainable living is big, innovation. So really, you know, they're going to showrooms and outlets looking to find everything from tubs and faucets to hardware and showers that give them a little extra edge, you know, a good value, but also something that they can kind of indulge in and help make their lives a little more comfortable or inspired.
Now, is that changing the way, you know, if you're a wholesaler, this is changing the way I assume that you perhaps display certain products or even maybe what you carry?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because consumers are going in. So, for example, the green. So everybody's talking about green. Well, sustainability, it's a new way of living, and consumers are looking for products that fit green. But they've also become much more sophisticated. So, you know, a consumer is not going to walk into a showroom and just ask for a green product. They are very educated, and they know what they're looking for. And so it's really forced showrooms and manufacturers and even designers to really raise the bar on what a green product means. It has to have an edge. There's a lot of competition. So we're finding all kinds of neat products that are coming out that fit this whole sustainability market, but much more sophisticated than we saw years ago. So it's most important that, you know, the showrooms and the wholesalers are educated on what's out there and, you know, have it ready to provide to those coming in.
What was, Linda, what was flying off shelves a few years ago that's not selling so well anymore?
I think glass sinks, you know, glass vessel sinks were just so hot 3 years ago. And they're still popular, but the whole trend has moved more towards minimalist. So we're looking at a lot more stainless steel. And then with the green movement, we're looking at a lot more products that incorporate bamboo. more sustainable products. So it's really, we've kind of made that move from these glass sinks over to this new mix of material trend with lots of great materials, metals and different veneers and just a great collection of products out there.
Okay. Now, I was going to ask you about what are some of the most popular, you mentioned bamboo and a couple of things. What are the most popular materials that are being used now in product design?
Well, a lot of tub companies, for example, like Victoria Albert out of UK, they're actually making tubs out of volcanic limestone mixes.
Wow.
So we're kind of moving away from that acrylic, and what we're seeing is a whole new trend, and it's called solid surface. So now you've got, mud, a natural product, being mixed with resins, and the result are these very incredible freestanding, organic, almost like an egg, picture an egg cut in half. That's the style of tubs that we're seeing, freestanding, very artistic, but also very minimal, so great for those looking for more modern. And they're lightweight, so if you've got an old house and you've got to get it up two stories, the composite tubs weigh so much lighter than, say, porcelain.
Sure, absolutely. Well, we've got to take a quick 30-second break, but we're going to come right back and pick up the conversation with Linda Jennings on Wholesaler Radio.
In a world where you need your PVF supplies yesterday, in a business where time is money, can you afford to run all over town or spend all day on the phone to find the supplies you need? Choose carefully. The wrong decision could kill your productivity.
To be continued.
Welcome back to Wholesaler Radio. I'm Kent Covington, and we're talking with Linda Jennings. And Linda, just picking up the conversation, tell me a little bit about, first of all, as we're talking about the hot kitchen and bath trends that are out there, I know one of the things that's big right now are retro designs. Talk to me about that.
Well, we're seeing a lot of white. Everything's white, matte white leather, reminiscent bell bottoms, patent leather. A lot of designers are finding a renewed interest in these really funky designs of the 70s, the go-go boots, like the Beatles' White Album, and the trend spilling over to bath products and kitchen products. So where before your faucet finish options might be polished gold, stainless steel, nickel, now we're seeing new finishes in matte white or gloss white or zinc white. And I think a lot of it is just, it's this whole trend towards more modern, more minimal, and just less noise. So, a white finish really creates a very crisp, fresh, clean look. So for wholesalers and showrooms, be prepared because they're going to have a lot more consumers coming in asking for white,
right,
white finishes, matte white tubs. For a while there was a lot of talk about color, and a lot of manufacturers and a lot of the design community started to work in different colors, but it's really, we see a lot of it getting pulled back to white, which is what it always, we've always had white, but it's a new matte white, so it's got like a really great contemporary look to it.
Now, I've heard you talk, Linda, about collaboration between manufacturers and wholesalers. Talk to me a little bit about that. What's going on there?
Well, there's obviously competition. There's always competition, but it seems, these last few years more than ever, the competition is stronger, and a lot of that is because more homeowners are staying put, and with that, they're reinvesting in their homes, and of course, those rooms that are most in need are always the kitchens and the baths, so those are the rooms that are getting remodeled first. So you've got so many companies out there presenting products, so a lot of savvy manufacturers are reaching out to the experts. Matthew Quinn is an incredible designer out of Atlanta, and he's recently partnered with a tub manufacturer to design a whole line of tubs. And so he just infuses a little bit of style and kind of brings the design notch up a level. He's also partnered with hardware manufacturers, so knobs and pulls and door hardware. And the combination, it's such a fresh approach, and it really brings more of a architectural design element to the products. And that's how a lot of them are really competing in the marketplace and just shaking it up a little bit.
Right. Well, Linda, time's gotten away from us here, but before we go, I want to ask you, being the expert in design that you are, to give me a few tips. If I'm a wholesaler, what are a few things that I can begin doing right now to kind of take advantage of some of the trends to make sure that my inventory is what it needs to be to take advantage of the way things are moving?
Well, I think the first thing is the green movement is not going away. It's, you know, some people say, oh, it's, you know, the trend. And yes, we love trends. But this is one element of kitchen and bath design that is growing, getting much more sophisticated. So there's a lot of transparency. You know, manufacturers need to be very clear, not only what's going into their product, but what is happening at the manufacturer level, so that environmentally the company is very conscious. And I think that is probably one of the most important. The multi-generational trend, definitely a huge area of growth. And then we're also seeing, you know, consumers wanting still some glam. So don't walk away from those products that seem too high-end or too much bling. A lot of things are coming out in clear and transparent. So it's more having a very diverse offering and being prepared for the consumer who now, with all this online ability, is much more sophisticated than they were ever before.
All right. Fantastic. Well, Linda, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. Tell me where we can find you online.
You can visit us at JenningsAndCompany.com. And when you get there, if you want to find out more information about any of the companies that, you know, we feel that we've kind of picked out are leading the trend when it comes to kitchen and bath design, just click on our link there, and that'll take you to the different companies, and you can find out more about the products that, you know, I mentioned today.
Okay, terrific. Well, thanks so much, Linda. I appreciate it.
Great. Take care.
All right. Well, be sure and stick around for all of the latest insider industry information, wholesaler industry news coming up next. Our thanks again to Global Stainless Supply and Forgings Flanges and Fittings for making this show possible. This is a resource you definitely want to keep in mind because of the kind of selection they offer and incredibly broad line of products that they offer. You're going to be able to get everything you need pretty much in one place, whereas you might have to bounce around from one company to the next. This is going to allow you to get everything you need in one place, which is why their web address is onestoppvf.com. It's not just a catchy web address. It really describes who they are. So once again, check them out, onestoppvf.com. All right, once again, wholesaler industry news coming up next. I'm Kent Covington. I'll see you next week.
While others race frantically against time on a mission to find the PVF supplies they need, one man is changing everything, and that man is you. Because while others run from one place to another for their supplies, you called Global Stainless Supply and Forgings Flanges and Fittings and got all your stainless, carbon, chrome, nickel, low temp, aluminum, and other alloys in one place. You had it shipped direct, packaged together with one bill of lading, saving time and money. Getting the supplies you need doesn't have to add drama to your day. Just visit onestoppvf.com today.
For the wholesaler industry news, I'm Joe Kelly. For the past year, ASA has been heavily pushing the inclusion of incentives into the Homestar program. Thanks to the efforts of Senators Jeff Bingaman, New Mexico, Ron Wyden of Oregon, and Mark Udall from Colorado, a WaterSense rebate program is now part of Homestar. ASA is encouraging members to ask their senators to support the bill. According to a new report, parts of 14 states face extreme or high risk to water sustainability. Those states are Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Florida, Idaho, Kansas, Mississippi, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Texas. Among the incentives included in the legislation are a $150 rebate to homeowners who purchase at least $300 in WaterSense products and a $500 rebate for a 20% reduction in potable water use. The Department of Energy is developing a methodology to measure whole home water savings within 6 months. Former Trumbull Industries executive Milton Miller passed away on July 20th at the age of 88. Milt served in the U.S. Army from 1942 to 1946 and then returned to civilian life to join his father Sam and his brother David in a family business, now known as Trumbull Industries Incorporated. As vice president in 1950 and then as president in 1955, he led the company's growth from its local origin as a plumbing supply house to a regional operation that also included municipal materials, cabinets, industrial, and piping supplies. Milt was active in many industry associations and was one of the founders of the Tri-State Distributors Association, which eventually became NCWA. Through August 31st, Rinnai America Corporation is offering contractors and dealers a rebate of up to $1,000 on select boiler products. Boiler units must be purchased from a Rinnai distributor at their published price and registered with the Rinnai Partner Portal. Following the unit's registration, contractors and dealers will be emailed a rebate voucher, which can be applied to a second boiler unit purchased prior to August 31st. After the second unit is purchased, the rebate voucher and distributor invoice should be mailed to Rinnai by September 30th for processing. The amount of rebate ranges from $300 to $1,000, depending on the boiler unit type. For the Wholesaler Industry News, I'm Joe Kelly.